points in the Bir Halacha. So the first point is the first Bir Halacha in the Simen. So he brought this to the Machloek. His woman, one of the Reina Tam, said that the Halacha of Shlish is referring to a case of a minimum sized esrig. And the Rashi said that the point, you have two esrigim in front of you, and you're choosing the nicer one. So I'm Mishabur Bamashik Sabin Imkana. First Bir Halacha. I'm Mishabur Bamashik Sabin. There's no written learning of Yeshua from the Shnei because end of the rain suffered over. Because according to Reynolds Tom, you know, you keep getting a nicer one, keep getting a nicer one, that's not Mistaber. So the case was specifically the issue was a size issue. Comes the Bir Halacha, however, we come welcome by Esrig Oyelulam Shiesh Bar Chashash Psul. Any one of the mitzvahs where there's a potential issue of halachic issue, shetoli mepluked the rabosa, it's mechlekes in halacha. V'afsh halacha the kosher, even though we passing that it's kosher, become welcome yisharim the bezel the kuliyam the tzarich lakayim a hider mitzvah shlish liknos acher lotzis the koladeis. If you can buy one which by spending a third more in the value, you could get one which everybody would agree is kosher. That would go into the same halacha, kemashim prima godim. So that even the Reina Tam would agree to this idea. If you have two items in front of you, and one of them is basic kosher, one of them is mahudra kosher, so then it would make sense that even the Reina Tam would agree that you would buy the more mahudra one. Okay, bir halacha yersim mishlish. So we said that I am Mr. Vura. Even a person who's living well, the shear is not, he's not mechayev more than a shlish. Now the hepech, what about the opposite? A person has limited income. Is he mechayev to pressure himself? Lahoisev shlish, add a shlish. Bishila hider because of hider. Siyesh gam kindeis b'poiskim. This is the machlokes on the poiskim. The mukayosev rama mashal the gam bezet tzarich loitzev at shlish. They hold even in that situation a person is a chayiv to add a shlish. The marshal b'yam sashama b'vavakam achar lekal zeder. The marshal disagrees. Hold you not chayiv. And the mishabur does not give a definitive answer. Okay. Stop at that point. We will look at it again. Okay. So in the Dibur Masko Yosim Michaimish. So we don't have an exact. We don't have an exact shear. That's clearly more than worse. A shlish base, so he's not mechiv to pay. It's one third of the total value that he has. He's not mechiv to pay. Because the more says you elam shlish base, so you have three mitzvahs. You're wiped out. So more didn't feel that was true. So we know it's less than a shlish. Shaila is how much less than a shlish, we don't know. So the Magen Ram said that by tzedakah we saw that the shear was definitely a chaymish. I'm Magen Ram, shekosav b'shem rabbeinu Yeruchim, l'kamokim chayiv l'hoitzi yisr nechosav l'zeh. You are mokim to spend the meiser of your nechosim to be able to b'kayim a mitzvah. Because the below you, I don't know where he gets the share of a meiser. The Rebbeinu Yeruchim. Rebbeinu Yeruchim was the Talmud of the Rosh. Because of Yerav Alzeh, the Loisaimi Kameh, the Beis Yosef. That Yerav writes that the Beis Yosef did not see the end of the Rebbeinu Yeruchim. The Hosaim Rebbeinu Yeruchim, because Rebbeinu Yeruchim ends off and says, Kid Parashi Gabi Tzdoka. Like you say, by Halacha, by Tzdoka, you have to give a Chaimish. So the Beis Yosef says, I don't know where he got it from. He himself says he got it from Stalker. So I'm not sure what he means. So Rebbeinu Yeruchim says Meiser. Bishop says, where do you get it from? Well, the Rabbi says the Rebbeinu Yeruchim himself ends off and he says, my source is Stalker. So what's the Beis Yosef's cash? When he is Daiti, the source of Beis Yosef, so the Mishabur says, I would look at the Beis Yosef, he's saying the following. Then only Yechalim Lomim Misham. He feels that you cannot learn from Stalka. That's clear in the more that you're not mechuyav to give phenomenal sums. And I'll prove it to you. The Morse is a story that Rav Gamliel was traveling on a ship, and he's only able to purchase an esrog for a tremendous amount of money. And the Morse says it as an indication that we see how valuable, how precious Klal Yisrael treats mitzvahs. Now, if you're mechuyav to do that, what's the raya? He did it because that's what you have to do. So apparently, you're not mechuyav to spend such large sums. Mashallah, he did in the Morse indicates that that wasn't something he was mechuyav to do. We got him the shlish bias ein chayavim, and we also have the more about Bakam. The Morse says a third of your total value you're not mechuyav to give. You hold about Bakam the Kamaksha. E lo yisrami tlosa mitzvah. So you have three mitzvah. What are you going to do? So we know that you're not mechuyav to do. But Akaponim Ula Yibayersim is a Yeshkiyub Chamishas or Shishas. Maybe the Shir is a fifth or a sixth. Where do you get tenth? Venu Yechamulma Mitztaka. The Shom Hashir Chaymish Lo Midin Arak Amavazes. The Shir is a tenth, and the fifth is the limit. The Shomu Mitzah Shein Averis. The case over there was it's not a one time mitzvah. There are other opportunities to give Mitztaka. But over here, if you don't pay now, you're not going to have the mitzvah. So maybe you're going to spend more. Now, even if you tell me, I feel imika aniyim the kaimi, there's aniyim right now which you need to give. Hello, yachol, he's kama yedecherim. Eventually, you'll give more, or other people will give them. So, it's not mashenim be'esrog v'kadar mashi mitzvah veris v'chalaku for them. You have the chiyuv. That's something somebody else could do. You get, but you can't. So you'll do stock of eventually later. This aniyim, other people will help him. It's not your responsibility only. But over here, the esrog is your responsibility, and if you don't do it now, you're not going to do it. Maybe you're mechuyav more than a tenth. So that's the basis of kash. That's how Mishabur explains the basis of kash. So he says maybe you'll understand. So if you skip down, he says the first wide line, the second wide line, ubedoichik, the second word. See it. Mm-hmm. He's not saying only a tenth, which is the way the Beis Yosef is understanding it, and the Mishabur is saying, so why only a tenth? Maybe more. He's not saying only, saying at least a tenth. It's not worse than stokah. His intent wasn't to say that that's the specific shear, only a tenth and not more. Then he says, so then what he means, he says that if that would be the pshat, when he says, like, explained by tztaka, he meant the following. He's not limiting to that, that you might not be chayiv more. He's saying that much, you're vare chayiv. Okay, and the next bir halacha. So skip down about four lines. The line starts with the word v'samchu ze.
I think my page is laid out the same way yours.
Oh, that's not good. The mitzvah of filim mitzaveris. Go in about four or five lines.
Okay.
It says the word l'charet tzarech iyun misuga l'kedushin daf chavtes.
Yes. Yeah,
yep. So he's got a cash on this. So we're saying over here that your person is not mechuyav to spend all of his money. He's mechuyav to spend a fifth of his money. So I got a gemara which is not like that. The gemara says the following case: Uver Shom got the opinion of Ben. Davim ein l'rak hay sloyim. Sarach liftus atzmoy. The gemara has a case like this. The gemara says the person has five sloyim. It's all he owns, and he has a key opinion of Ben. His father never was part of him, and he's a bechor. And his son he has a son which he gave birth to a son as a bechor. So the gemara shaila is what she used the money for. She used the money for himself or for his son. So what's the shayla? According to this din over here, you're potter, because it's more than a fifth of your nechassim. The Morse says all he has is five sloyim. Okay, so he's potter, right? But the Morse doesn't say that. The Morse says he's vada chayv. The shayla is what does he use it for himself or for his son? The Morse says also the similar type of discussion. It's all he has is the five sloyim. You're not mechiv to spend all of your money for a mitzvah. That's the type of scenario. Not even a third you're mechiv to give. Also, the story of Rav Gamliel, he spent the final amount of the money for the esrog. The my ravusha shalach of esrog by elav zuz mishum chiva mitzvah. Once you have the more kedusha, and said you mechivah all of your money for mitzvah, so he spent not all of his money. He owned 10,000 zehuvim, and he spent 1,000 zehuvim. So it's a lot of money, but you see, in that gemara, you mechivah all of your money, right? It was only a portion of his money. So that's his cash. So he attempts to say an answer, which would answer all the Gemaras. The problem is that the person's not like him. The first answer that he attempts to give, he says it's a nice answer, but all the poskim say not like that. So he says different. He says it's a second answer. Second answer starts with the words of Tzorach Loimar. It's down probably in about another seven lines. The Hei Mechalkin Misuga the Kedushin. You see it? Hold the Sukkah Babakama Befinzet. In mine, it has like a two dots or something. It has like a. Or a semicolon, it looks like.
Maybe ours is the same.
It's our climber. So it's 2, 4, 6. It's 8 lines up from the bottom.
Then mine.
Middle line, but it's our climber. I think you're right. I think it's a little bit different pagination. So he said like this. You have it?
I don't, but I'll keep looking.
Okay. But Tzorach Loimar, it could be run it out as the Velvet of Sadi Lam, it also has a possibility. The Hemakalkim, Misuka the Kedushin, the Hodabah Bakam, the Basuka Boyfins, they answer the Gemaras in the following way. So the Fazer Bahoyin Rav, Amma Menem Machiv. Number one, large amounts of money you're not Machiv to spend. Because that might land you ending up being needing to come out to tzedakah. Now, if that's the whole reason, the guy only has 5 sloyim, so these 5 sloyim are not going to change the situation whether he needs tzedakah or not. Mm-hmm. So if he only has 5 sloyim, so what was the case? If the case was a mispronis mimalati, he has a regular job. Well, you go up on a sosa b'masha yotzi zelamitzah. B'chein lehepek lo yitzchazik matzah b'masha lo yotzi. He's not going to lose work because of spending the money. He's not going to gain by not spending the money. So he has a regular job. He has income. So it's not affecting his pronosa because he has savings. So now it's a different ball game. So his savings, he is mechuyev to spend. They also would indicate this is the case. So here we go back to our original question we had before. He mentioned before, a person has limited income, is he mechuyev to spend this type of money? So that's the mechuyev. And the Rama said yes. And that's not like the Marshal and the Ramah who said that you're not mechuyev in that situation. Because of the Efshar, the Af, the Goof, Hamitzainu, Mechuyev, Kim, and Shechayev, and Bedoichik, that's the Hukahin Rav. Al Mashuk, the Kedushin, and now Lo Mash Mahochi. So the Marshal said, if for you this is a large sum of money, you're not mechuyev, you see from the Gemara Kedushin, and that's not true. Okay. So then he says all the way at the I'm skipping down the second last line. But after lamala tzidad no lalocha kirashal in the parentheses, you have that?
Yeah.
Hainu rak v'nyan hider. So like this. Now I'm going to. Mishabur says I'm going to add one caveat though. When it comes to hider mitzvah, I'll accept the point. The pesach of the Rishal. The Rishal said that a person who's chayv din tchokim, he has limited income. For him, this is a large sum of money. He's not mechuyav to spend for hider mitzvah. Avoloi l'nyan mitzvah. When it comes to the mitzvah itself, I'm going to pass on like this. The mechuyav and the Rama, you're mechuyav to spend to do the mitzvah. So a person has regular income, and he has some money set aside, and he can use that money to do the mitzvah. He's mechuyav to do the mitzvah. Okay. Then he says, "Va'aga va'orapoy b'masha ha'yikashuli al masha tiku ha'lustami ra'yiraba shemun chafei." Right, Mishal Mishen mechuyav lachsul l'psochin gelitus tefillin mekadoyma shar mitzvah. So the Al Yerabah and the Eilus Tumid say back in Simon Chafei, which is Chalos Tefillin, a person not mechuyev to spend money, excuse me, a person not mechuyev to go knocking on the doors to get do the mitzvah of Tefillin, etc. So the car that's difficult to understand. But like Kaimel on Dal Ner Chanukah, but Dal Kreis, it's certainly Shalom Pesachim Kli Lekaimel. Avshem Rakhmit says Rabbona for Ner Chanukah, but Dal Kreis, you are mechuyev to borrow to beg for money. But Kolshim in Yonenu, which is the Raisa. That's by Dalav Kursus and by Ner Chanukah, which are Pesuminisa. And that Chazal said, you know what, Pesuminisa you must do even if you have to beg for money. But Tefillin, you're not Mechuyiv, it's still going to be Shver. Mayana, behold the Kaimel on the Elsim and Reisam and Gimel, Sivpeh, Zalir Shabbos, Shoyal al Psochim, al Kash Jem on the Madak Ner. She said, Bechlal, Oinik Shabbosu. For Ner Shabbos, also you have to ask for charity. Well, Ner Shabbos, who Rak Mitzvah say Midivre Kabbalah, it's a Mitzvah say based on a pasuk in Tanakh. Question number across the Shabbos Zonig. Tulim Shavrik Gavna, who will call Mitzvah say Shaltera. So what's the pshat? Kipasim says the Bekushas Zub Sefer Marakzia Ein Sham Sheherich V'Nisha Bekushas. So the Marakzia, which is the Yaakov Emden, remains Shver. He doesn't have an answer to this question. Says I, the Yerushalmi says that you're not mechuyev to do that. Says he feels the right from the Yerushalmi is not effective. So he's not. He doesn't. You know. So he's not sure that. Whether they're not mechuyev to ask for tzedakah to be able to do the mitzvahs. So you may answer the question. Okay, let's see the next siman. You know what? One more interesting thing. Take a look over here. Go back into the Berhetev. Go back to Sivkot and Dalet in the Berhetev. It's back on the previous page. You have it? Mm-hmm. So it starts off with the word Hehoder.
Yeah.
So go like two lines in. Kosev Haram Mitz. Yeah, see that?
Yeah.
Misha Kot Esther Godel Yofa Bedomim Yikorim. Person had a very nice Esther, expensive Esther. He paid for good money for it. Somebody else was passed the esrog. What does he mechuyev to pay him back? So the Marmin says he's mechuyev l'shalom lo'el esrog katan notzis boy. His chiyev moment is to give him a kosher esrog. So he gives him, as long as he gives him a kosher size, right? He's not mechuyev to pay more than that. However, miu ma'ash hashav agalo yosem me'akotan achar chag chayev l'shalom lo'el. So the Marmin says like this. He says like this. That which there's a physical value of the item, which means after Sukkah is when the mitzvah no longer is applicable, a larger esrog sells for 5 cents more that you have to pay. But that before Sukkah is, the price is driven up because it's a nice mohradik esrog. It's not a bad esrog value in the esrog. So I'm going to give you back an esrog that you can be yours to the mitzvah with, and that's all I'm going to give you. It's not that a week from now it's not going to have that value anymore. So it's not a true value in the item. That's the Marmin Mitz. comes very hate him. He says, "Alba b'chubas chacham tzvi chelak aloba kus nachav shalom demeir esring." His b'chubas was Yaakov. The chacham tzvi and the shuvas Yaakov disagree, and they say, "No, the chiyuv will be the value right now that this esring will sell on the market, even though in a week from now the market price will go down. But right now, that's the chiyuv." Which means, even though he takes him to Beth and after Sukkos, right? Mm-hmm. The amount that he owes him was the full value of the Esrog. Okay, Tov Reish Nun Zayin. Katan Hayudel and Aneir Lulav Kedinoy, a child which knows how to shake a lulav. Aviv Chayev Liknus La Lulav Kedei Lechan Chabam Mitzvah. The father's Mechuyev to purchase a lulav for chinuch purposes. Mishabura Katan Hayudel. Even though if the child is not ready to be able to do the mitzvah properly, even though he's already 6 years old, which for many mitzvahs that's considered the age of chinuch, he's not mechuyev mechanuch. The chinuch ain't a shavu b'chol mitzvahs. It's not one age fits all for all the mitzvahs. Primogonim and shesov and shesov ramsar tzidu the hipuch b'kriyak of hiskim lahakol. Okay.
So is there an element of bizayon? Like if your child's like 3 or 4 or something like that, like if they're below chinuch, is that like a problem? I bought a chinuch set this year, not realizing like how big it was. Like I thought it was like going to be like really small. I think Moshe still enjoyed it, but I was like, I probably won't do this next year.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's wouldn't necessarily be a smart idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, he knows how to move it forward and back, etc. I think many adults, as we saw before, so I don't know how to do it properly, but the Bashar Tzion says, so, you know, if the shear is knows how to do it properly, so when he's about 25 years old, he finally gets it straight. Right? So he says, no, as long as he can give maybe Malo Murid. Even if you can't do them all the mamash exactly as it said in Tav Rishon Aleph, but the basic idea back and forth up and down, you can do. That's called Yudel and Aneya. So I'm not sure how probably the average kid can do that by the time he's 6 years old. Fine. So all we've got, mitzvah chinuchu afila b'shar yamim shem derabanan. The mitzvah chinuch applies not only on the first day, but it applies all 7 days. So Shar Tzion brings that the Shar Tzion is his topic is there, and the Rebbe says no, it applies all 7 days. Fine. Lidnas alulub. Hamashal calls it the ain sarach lidnas alulub if they atzmoi. Kilachas yotzba avi then alulub noel and then ayaboy the borchalup. You don't have to buy him his own; just give him yours. If he can afford it, he should buy him his own lulav. Why? Because if he has his own set, he'll be able to shake together with the tzibur when they get during halal. If he doesn't, that he's not able to do that. You know, the father will give it to Mac afterwards, and that's not really, so he's not doing the mitzvah in a fully proper way. So he says, his lesson over here is it's Toiv Yoser. See, he doesn't put it as a full chetz chiv. So if you look at the Bir Alocha, Oviv Chayiv Liknesloi, I'm a Tash Yasu Kain Mishi B'Yecholto. If you can, you should do it. K'neisha Gam B'no Yuchol L'Borach B'Shasr Sisi B'Armim Halal. Like you just said, that this way we'll be able to use it during Halal also. And they who perish Kain L'Mita Tzabah B'Alma. You know, it means it's not a Chiyiv, it means it's preferred. But Pash Yasu Gemara, the Shabbat L'Kotten, Hayudea L'Nea Chayiv L'Lub, Hano Shaloi B'Shas Halal, even if you don't have that extra mile of using it for halal, you should get him his own thing. Fine. Kelechanchem b'mitzvahs. Take a look at the next bir halacha. Pashat the tzorach shiyu harba minim ksherim k'moy begadol. For chinuch purposes, it has to be a totally kosher set. You can't use a set which is something which is not kosher. That's a mistake in general. The chinuch has to be done to train him the way that he would do it when he'll be an adult. So hitter is not mechuyevin. You know, he's an adult, he'd be mechuyevin hitter, but your job is to give him a kosher, not a mehoder to gusset. That's the theory behind the chinuch set, that they're kosher.
See that last point?
What?
Say the last one.
You're not mechuyev to give him a mehudra set, you're mechuyev to give him
right.
a kosher set.
Right.
So that's the theory behind chinuch sets, is that even though they're basic kosher, even though they're not mehudra. Okay. Tov reishon ches, din lulav b'yom tov reishon. Min atar ha'emitz lulav chutz l'mikdash el yom reishon, v'chamim tiktu shihei nitl b'chol mokam kol shiva. So mitzvah deraisa outside the mikdash is 1 day. Chazar masak in 7 days. El yom rishon, l'chsiv v'smata l'tnei Hashem l'kechem, shiv Hashem l'zat mishabura v'hanu b'mikdash, l'tnei Hashem l'kechem means in the mikdash. O b'shar is Yisrael, yom rishon b'lvad, tziv l'kat l'chem yom rishon, priya tzadar, chom etik d'shiva b'chom mochem z'erich l'mikdash. Now there is an interesting Rambam. The Rambam learns that mikdash means all of the walled city of Yerushalayim. Because lots of the mishnah over there is it says b'mikdash and it says medina. Those are the two options. So most of the time, when mikdash means mikdash, medina means even Yerushalayim. The Rambam says no, medina Yerushalayim is not called medina. It's not the rest of the land, the country. So Yerushalayim goes with mikdash. So it becomes an interesting question. It means nowadays it's theoretically possible a person lives in the old city. He's within the area which would have been the walled city of Yerushalayim, the original walled city of Yerushalayim. Mm-hmm. He'd been in Chuyiv. In Dalad Minim Deraisa, so at least by the Kaisel. So you have an interesting case where a person, Cholamoid Sukkos, davened in some shul somewhere in the new area of Yerushalayim, davened in Matisdorf. He goes to the Kaisel later in the day, he hasn't done the Mitzvah Deraisa yet, but now he's, according to Rami, he's Chayiv Deraisa. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says he would be mechuyev to take it a second time. Rav Shlomo Zalman was when he would, if he would do that, he would take lulav with him, take it a second time.
With
the Yerzer with the Rambam, not with that bracha because it's only like the Rambam. And Rabbi Yashav also was chashish for that shita. So it's interesting. So people live in the old city, and people die by the curse, so they should have in mind that if the law is at the Rambam, they're being yet to the Mitzvah Deraisa. Okay. Beis. B'yom Shabbos ain't a noitel afilim ha'yom rishon. On Yom Shabbos, you're not noitel. Now, this is also an interesting question, because in the Mikdash, they weren't gozer not to take on Shabbos. So you're going to have, if you go to the Kosel on Shabbos, the first day of Sukkot, which is Shabbos, so according to the Rambam, you'd be mechuyev in the tila. So that's like so some people are machmir not to go because of the suffix.
Since you can take it on, you could have taken it on Shabbos in the base of Mikdash.
Right. So according to the Rambam, that Yerushalayim is included in that. So according to the Rambam, when you're in that mokim, you're mechuyev to take it on Shabbos. Mm. Okay, you can't move it on Shabbos. It's not a kli. So a kli, someone's not a kli is total muksa. The esrog has a usage; you could smell it. So it's not total muksa; it's a food. But you can't put it on a garment because that's going to put a smell into the garment. So Chazal were afraid that a person might carry a Dalai Lama's. Halulav, who then Rabbis and Dasim, Halulav, Rabbis and Dasim are all Muksa. Tavi Ke'evin. Now, something which is like a stone, I feel like Latzarkuvu Mekama Osir, even if I need the place, or I have a personal usage of it, I can't move it. A shaver can be used for something. You can use it to draw water. It has functions. The piece of wood. The piece of wood is muksa gomer. Fine. The esrog is not muksa gomer because there were no riach by. You shouldn't smell it. That's only during the time when you're taking it to be yotzei, you shouldn't be smelling it. Or even, possibly we'll accept that the day which you could use it for the mitzvah, since it's designated for mitzvah purposes, and therefore you shouldn't be using it for smelling purposes, so now it's a suffik bracha, so you shouldn't smell it because of the suffik bracha. Question is parasha. You're not taking it for the mitzvah purposes. Can you allow to smell it? The whole problem was the suffik bracha. So if I make a bracha on a different fruit, which I am allowed to make a bracha on, then there's no shaila. Then I'm allowed to smell the esrog. So now he brings an interesting shell over here. They bring from the Master Tisha brings that nowadays people don't take a esrog in the smell. Esrog are too expensive to use them for smelling purposes. So the chashim be muktzah machlokes sar and kiss. You designate it solely for that purpose. So now it should become muksa, and there should be a problem. It should apply that to the esrog also. There should be a muksa issue. You can't put it on a bag of yomtiv.
Can't what?
Put it on a bag because it's going to put a smell on the bag, and that's usur. Okay. I want to lead all a bag at all mukhan show you munich when we are yomtiv. She's going to call it a reich. It already has a smell, even if the smell will intensify by putting the esrog back there. That's not osur. Being moisif reyach is not osur. Being merlid reyach is problem. Creating a new smell which wasn't there before is problematic. Strengthening the smell which is there already is mutter. Merlid reyach bebechad zayin. V'avikat tikkun manu, it's like a drabon, it's like tikkun manu. Mashal filayin mechavon lezeh, gamkin osur, even though that wasn't your intent. We understand that the person puts it there, but his intent is to add the smell. So I understand. But it wasn't your intent. You just want to store it somewhere. So some people were makel. That wasn't your intent. So you can't call it tikkun manu.
What are you talking about?
So the only place you can put your esrog, which is safe, on Shabbos, is in a place where there will be a garment there, and the garment will absorb the smell from the esrog. Since it wasn't your intent, so you can be mekel. So what's the argument? Let's take a look at the Sharat Tzion Ches.
Are you talking about an esrog being tamach maski sarah in
case? On Shabbos. Reprat hechad l'nichel le'klau. He has no interest in getting the smell at all. Thus, after the Yeshua serves a day of Ha'orach to make up a psychological nichol, I feel a bit of the rice. The Orach holds a psychological nichol is mutter on Shabbos, even if this is the rice, the Kabbalah Hermes, this is the Rabbanon. So that would add another layer also. So now, but take a look. In Zion. So he said, some people are Mako, because you're not Makav. So he brings Taz Hashem Mashal, and Yashim Shun, my Mordechai, Graz, Leob, and Tavku Yadalf. Vine Master Shekel, the source of Mashal, the Yishachal, Bain, Yisrud Rabban, and the Alma, Lahach, the Hachel. This is better than the average Yisrud Rabban. So what's his argument? So here's like this. There's a Magen Mishnah which says that, let's say a person wants to pull a piece of wood. He has a kli. He wants to pull a piece of wood off of it. And that would, it's not really damaging. He just pulls a piece of wood off of it. There's no way to bet someone doing that. The kli's not moksa. So you're not really going to calculate the kli. You took a piece of wood off. You didn't do anything. If you take it off for the purpose of using it as a toothpick, it could be it's a malacha d'oraisa, you made a toothpick. So my mission says, okay, so now if you're not makabel, it's a case of psikresha d'lo nichalei, which is also the osur. But the malacha is that it's mutter. So he says, no, a piece of wood is not a toothpick. When you intend to use a toothpick, it becomes a toothpick. But you're not planning to use a toothpick, it's a piece of wood. It's a splinter, it's not a piece of wood, it's not a toothpick. So you would call it psikresha d'lo nichalei if it become a toothpick either way. Terrence, if you don't want a toothpick, so it's psikresha d'lo nichalei. If the result is not a toothpick, so we didn't do anything at all. So when you come into the world of tikkun mana, when there's no intent for that function, it could be not considered a tikkun. Mm-hmm. So now, over here, my bag, it smells nicer. So that's called tikkun mana d'rabbanan, because the mice, it's a nicer. But if I have no interest in using that smell, my bag, for any purpose, so it's not sure my bag became better, but it's only d'rabbanan secretia l'nichalei. It's not better. For me, the smell makes zero difference, so that it's not a better. I didn't really do a tikkun on the mana. So this is better than your average case. That's the argument that he's tying.
Because piece of wood could still be used as a toothpick, you know.
No, same the point all around. The piece of wood which you have no intent to use as a toothpick is not a toothpick. It's a piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
It only becomes a toothpick because you decided to use it as a toothpick. Let's see the Mechaber and Gimel now. We'll leave the Mishnah Berurah.
How's the special than
the average? Because the average Rabbanon, the malach is being done, but you have no intent for it. When it comes to tikkun mana, if you have no intent for the tikkun mana, it's not a tikkun.
So it's
not like you did a malach of the Rabbanon, psikresh al-nichla. You didn't do anything. Gimel, ain't all the mirtzi yidei chavosa b'yam rishon b'lulav shachaver sheshila. You can't be yidei for the first day with a bar of lulav. The bina l'chemin has to be yours. Mishel Lachem. So it says Lachem, Mishel Lachem has to be yours. Now, have a feeling, Omer Loi, Yehei Shalcho Achatei Tziboi, V'achokach Yehei Shali Ki B'tchila. The language that he uses will listen, it's yours for the period of time they're using it, and then it'll become mine again. Lo Yotza. The Havi Kemoi Shul, that's considered borrowed. In other words, an ownership, which is a time-limited ownership, you own it for the next half an hour, is not called a full ownership. You own it until you finish using it. That's not called that's a time limited ownership. That's not a full ownership. But if you give it to him as a present, so it's his. So that's mutter. We'll see that there is something called matana manas lahaksa, which is the next sif, where that's not a time limit on the item, but it's a condition of how to use it. That's a different idea than putting a time limit on something. Time limit on something, the pshat is you don't really own it. Anything which I say, I'll give you my car for one day, and after one day, it's automatically mine. It means you don't really own it because I still own it. How did it come mine again? You weren't marked it back to me because it was always mine. So it means I never really gave you full ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So if I tell you it's yours for a time limited amount, for time limited time, and then it's automatically mine again. What I'm saying is, I never gave it to you fully because it only can become mine again automatically if I never relinquish ownership. If I relinquish ownership totally, you're gonna have to be marked it back to me. So the fact that you don't have to mark it back to me indicates that I maintain what the Mur called Kinyan Aguf. I gave you the usage of it. So usage of something which I own is a borrowing. That's like I own my car, I'm letting you use it.
Right.
So I own my Esther and I'm letting you use it for the next half an hour. And that's why after half an hour it's mine again automatically. So well, you lend you the car after it's finished. I don't need a new Kinyan. So that language is a language which would be considered an halacha like it's Sha'ul.